This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 7:06. You're with Kelvin and Hezro. Our next story is about Malaysia's big census. It was launched today by Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, and it's officially called Census of Malaysia 2020. And from our earlier conversation on this, it's a big deal because it's only done once every 10 years. On top of that, it involves the entire country, so every household must fill it out.
Right. So the census will collect information on population size, housing, and socioeconomic data. In turn, all of this will inform future government policies and national development plans for the rakyat. And none of this is new. But what's different this time around is that it will factor in the financial impacts of COVID-19.
Yep, so that includes job losses, salary cuts, and more. And all of this will take into account any adjustments the government may need to make to existing policies. Beyond that, though, we also want to look at other aspects of the census, namely how the census will integrate tech to boost participation, how it will take into account privacy concerns, and more.
Yeah, and I think I remember the last time we talked, I think to the chief statistician, was a big deal. I think integrating tech to increase accessibility will definitely help. Because, you know, I can imagine some, you know, certain households where, you know, the children, because this census is about for individuals and households, right? For families who are tech savvy can help their parents who might, you know, have difficulty doing it online. So I think it's a great way to reach across different segments of society.
Yeah, for sure. And this might actually be, you know, globally, we are not the only country running a census this year or perhaps the next year.
That's true.
Be the first census that we're running in light of a pandemic, right? Mm. And that will, you know, perhaps introduce certain things that might be challenging. For one, there are financial constraints. You know, taking on a census is a large effort. It requires a lot of manpower. It requires a lot of hours. And later on, when the surveys are all done, it requires a way then after that to process whatever results that you have. Now, with the additional challenge of now going door to door, you're not sure whether that interaction can even take place. How do you give proper guidance to someone who might want to fill up, someone who has to fill up that form? And some countries, because of the pandemic, have decided to either not run it at all or they have pushed it way back to a much later time. And that's a struggle, right? Because then you don't have the most up-to-date data and you can't necessarily form the best and the most effective policies to deal with the country's status at that point in time.
I wonder if that makes sense, though, or at least if there should be another census in 5 years instead of 10 years' time to account for the fact that a lot of families might be in flux in terms of jobs and salary cuts, and because I guess depending on the budget 2021 we were talking about earlier, a lot of those things could change in the next 2 to 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. Or in terms of whether things get better or worse and whether those measures work. So I'm just wondering if that's something that might need to be done.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, if looking ahead, what are the gaps that we might not be seeing within the census itself? You know, do we take into account how the population has changed, not only including who the Malaysians are, but also who the migrants who might be now be in the country, and as well as those who might be undocumented? Are we taking them into account into how we plan policies? Because so long as we don't have their numbers, we don't take into account and we don't track the population size, for example, our policies will never be perfect, and we want it to be as sharp as possible. So after this, we are, we had earlier a chat with Dato' Sri Dr. Uzin Mahidin, the Malaysian Population and Housing Census Commissioner. That conversation will come right after this. This is BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Kelvin and Hezrael on the Evening Edition. It is 7:12 and we're talking about the Census of Malaysia 2020. So Earlier, we caught up with Datuk Seri Dr. Uzay Mahidin, the Malaysian Population and Housing Census Commissioner, and he spoke to us about the big census, essentially. And he talked about some of the new and improved methods that they'll be utilizing for the 2020 census.
So everyone know that the technology have made our life becoming better. And of course, when you do the data collection, the role of technology is becoming very important. We plan since 2017, developed the online e-census. So for this time around, we really looking forward for all the Malaysians, as many as possible, to use e-census as the key mode of the data collection compared to the previous one in 2010. We did something in 2010, but the rate of the success in terms of the receiving the response about 1 or 2% only. But this time around, the number of the residents of Malaysia, we have 32.7. From that month, we looking forward the response through census about 30%. So that the key major thing in terms of the improvement compared to 2010. But on top of that, we also have other methods like CATI. CATI is a computer-assisted telephone interview, CATI. So using this mode, our people will call our respondents to answer the questionnaire through the phone call. So other than that, we going to interview face-to-face during the phase two, during the month of October. So during the interview, we also using the technology where we not only using pen and pencil interview, but we also using the tablet. So when we key in all the information will be straight away passed through to the system. So we no longer need to make the data capture. So this will be sorted the processing time.
He also elaborated on the how-tos of accessing the e-census.
For the e-census, we have some process. The first process is we will send the postcard to some of our residents. We have focused residents, especially in urban area. So we already target about 3 million households. So they will receive the postcard, and in the postcard they have what we call the invitation code. So when they receive that postcard with that invitation code, they can start to go to the web to watch my census, what you don't mind. From that, they can follow all the instructions. So they have to register their name, their address, the email, and phone numbers. After that, they will have to continue with the enter the invitation code. Then after they put invitation code, there are another security in place where we will send the OTP through the email. So from the OTP, then they can log into the system. From that, they can start to fill up the e-census form.
And we also asked Dr. Uzay about whether COVID-19 has had an impact on the census and its timeline for completion.
Yes. Of course, originally, we plan to carry this census from 7th of July and will be completed on 24th of July. But with all this COVID pandemic, we make a slight adjustment. We will have two phases. The first phase will be e-census mode starting July 7th. And from that moment, all the Malaysians can participate in the census through the online mode. Then this will continue until 30th of September. After that, we hope the pandemic will be much better compared we have now. So the conventional approach where we visit the resident home, face-to-face interview, will be started from 7th of September until 24th of October. So that's basically the effect of COVID. Then now we have two phases.
Of course, a key question right now is whether there are SOPs for this year's census.
We already have a dedicated committee to look at the SOP. Of course, we will provide to all our enumerators, all the staff that involved in the census undertaking with the mask, sanitizer and other preventive measures. And of course, for the innovator or supervisor to start the work, they need to go through the training. And because of the social distances that might be required to be put in place, so we embark on the online training for the innovator and also supervisor. So a lot of changes have been done. And with that measure, we hope that the health of the safety of innovator and also supervisor that involved in the sensor undertaking will be taken care.
So the perennial concern for Malaysians who are participating in the census is, of course, safety and privacy. Dr. Uze, however, feels that the data they compile doesn't necessarily pose a security threat.
We're not asking the data that will be shared to the others individually. The data we compute or we compile, for example, your education attainable, what kind of job you are now, the range of income, how many kilometers distance your home to the health facility, to the fire brigade. That information is not really, to me, is not really difficult for us to fill up in the census form. And at the end of the day, they will aggregate it. So it's the issue of privacy. I don't perceive it the issues. And of course, when we conduct the census, we are really have the power from the Census Act that stated that all the individual information collected during the census undertaking is strictly confidential. And on top of that, anyone in Malaysia refuse to cooperate during the census, there can be action to be taken. For example, one of the penalty, they can be imprisoned not longer than 6 months.
Finally, Dr. Uzer went through the key reason for conducting the census and why it's a necessary and important part of the country's development.
We have to really understand that a census undertaking is the investment for the country. And moving forward, and we have seen that the country or the any institution that have very strong information at their hand, they can really have very good plan and they can execute properly and they can get very high impact. So we have now an estimation about 32.7 million people, and compare we started in 1970 and we only have about 10 million plus population. So the requirement of the people, the requirement of the country, the way we conduct our life is becoming very complex. We need to really plan our future. So this census undertaking is the opportunity for the country to enhance the information, to make the information available for the government, for the people, and to allocate the amount of money for the development and requirement on education, education on health, education on the economy, in terms of readiness of us to ready for the aging society. It's really a lot. You look at the how the every country in the world try to develop their country. In the Sustainable Development Goal principle, we want to correct any imbalance. For example, people in the very unfortunate, for example. So everyone want to bring the life of people to the new level. So with the participation of all the residents of the country, this will make the planning and also the readiness of us to solve any issue of the country will be have a very good result if they really based on the very good information. And as you know, the census undertaking is not every year, it's one in 10 years. It's the opportunity and also privilege for everyone to participate in the census. So I can say that when you participate in the census, you put forward your voice to be heard by the policymaker, by the government, for example, what the requirement for education, what the kind of facility needed require. So this information come from everyone of us. So if everyone can give a full support, participating in the very full force to this census, I believe that the impact of the this census to the country is very, very huge.
That was Dato' Sri Dr. Uzeh Mahidin, the Malaysian Population and Housing Census Commissioner, in an earlier conversation with BFM about Malaysia's 2020 census. We've got some music coming up, but right after the 7:30 news is Popcorn Culture. Today, the crew will be looking at A Few Good Men. This is now The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. It's Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.